Well, hello, everyone. This is Kirsten Wells, Master Coach with Life Solutions and faculty member with Life Mastery Institute. We're going to take a look at how to write and work with a highly calibrated vision statement. So when we first go to write a vision statement, we're going to be thinking 3 years out. We're going to give ourselves the opportunity to think of a life, and we want to answer the question this way. We're thinking into a life we absolutely love living. We're going to give ourselves permission to wave that proverbial magic wand and think into it's all working. And what does that look like? What does that feel like? What are the details of a life that's working in a way that we absolutely love? The reason that we give ourselves permission to think 3 years out initially, and you've heard Mary speak to this, is that that way we can usually get beyond any objections that we might have from the subconscious mind. Oftentimes the subconscious mind, if we're thinking a year out, the subconscious mind will pipe up with, you know, well, you didn't do that last year, so what makes you think you're going to do it this year? But if we go 3 years out, oftentimes we just get beyond that idea that the subconscious mind will put up objections. We can think 3 years out. There are several elements that I want to review before we talk further about the vision statement that as we're writing our vision statement, we want to keep in mind. One thing is, whether we're thinking 3 years out or we're thinking a year out or we're thinking just visioning a day, we're thinking of our vision statement in the present tense. The reason for that is that energy goes where it's directed. So when we speak in the present tense as if it's happening now, we're actually communicating with the molecules of the universe to order themselves in the now. The second element of a vision statement that we want to think of is that we are painting pictures with our words. We're actually writing in a way that we are, when we read our vision statement, it evokes images, pictures with our minds. One of the reasons for this is that we actually think in pictures all the time. Whether we're consciously aware of it or not, we are transmitting pictures. If I were to say, your refrigerator, whether you were conscious of it or not, an image very quickly flashed upon the screen of your mind of your refrigerator, and you didn't see my refrigerator. It's one of the, another way in which we are transmitting to the molecules of the universe is through image. So as we describe this life that we absolutely love living, we're painting pictures with our words that evoke those images so that as we walk through life now, we're transmitting images of a life that we absolutely love living. The third is we're choosing words that evoke a feeling tone of yes, yes, I love this life. The words, again, are very subjective. What one word will do for you may not have the same meaning for me and evoke that same state of being. So as you choose words, those words, when you read them, you want them to be able to evoke that state of, yes, I love this life. So we're writing in the present tense. Energy goes where it's directed. We are painting pictures with our words so that we're then transmitting images to the universe. We're choosing words that evoke a feeling tone of, yes, I love this life. And the fourth is that we are being specific. We're as much as possible that we are giving good directive to the universe. So, for instance, if I were to write about my finances and my money, if I was to say, you know, I'm earning a lot of money, again, a lot of money is a relative term. What might be a lot of money to you may not be a lot of money to another person. So being specific and really choosing a number that really feels right and feels, again, has that yes factor. This is a number I would absolutely love. When we choose that number, giving good directive, it's giving an organizing principle for those molecules of the universe to organize themselves around. So as much as possible, we want to give good directive with being specific and giving detail as much as we're aware of in the beginning. Again, as we start to write our vision, part of it may be a discovery for us. We may not know all of what we would love. So we're listening to our longings, what we would love. We're listening to our discontent, what we would love less of. Oftentimes that will give us direction in terms of writing our vision. If we don't know yet what we would love, we may often know what we would love less of. And so often that's the opposite. We're getting information from these areas of our life in terms of how to begin to write our vision statement. The other thing to understand with a vision statement is that it's a living, breathing document. It's an energetic blueprint, a template of our life. And it will grow and it will shift with us. So we want to just give ourselves permission to dream full out, to get as much down as possible. And one of the things that will happen when we do this, especially in the beginning, is we will often have a vision statement that is 2, 3, 4, or 5 pages long. We've even seen them as long as 10 pages, 15 pages long. And that's okay. That's wonderful, in fact. We don't want to press the brakes on visioning and allowing ourselves to dream. We really want to give ourselves that permission to dream full out. With that being said, we're going to actually have 2 vision statements ultimately. That first one, when you dream full out and, you know, maybe it's 2, 3, 4 pages long, we're going to work with that in a very specific way, and I'll get to that in just a moment. But that's what we could call the visual video version of our life. We're going to be working with that in a specific way. We're also going to create a second vision statement, which is going to be is a shorter vision statement. It's something we call the travel size version of the longer visual video version. And in that travel size version, it's going to really capture the highlights of the longer version in all domains. It's going to really have the energy, certainly, of the longer version. And that version we're also going to work with in a very specific way. So I'm going to kind of go back now and take a look at the 2 ways in which we're going to work with our vision statements. So first, with the visual video version, we're going to work with that when we have time to really spend in a relaxed way going through that version. What we'll do is we're going to read that version, and we're going to allow ourselves to really visualize, put ourselves inside that movie, put ourselves inside our life and on the screen of our mind. We're going to actually see ourselves inside that life. We're going to 5-sensorize it. We're going to bring it to life. We're going to really, what we'll do is we'll read it. We may read the first paragraph or so and then close our eyes and literally bring ourselves into that mind movie. And then open our eyes, take the next paragraph, the next page, bring ourselves back into it. This is very similar to the technology, the visioning technology that professional athletes will use when they're training. They'll see themselves go through their entire routine from start to finish, and they'll 5-sensorize it, but they're literally supporting their physical training by this visual training. And so in a sense, what we're doing now is we are visually training ourselves into this life. What happens when we work with our vision statement, our longer vision statement in this way, we're actually building cells of recognition of what it is to live this life. We're learning who we are as the man or the woman who's living this life. We're getting to discover who we are inside of this life. It's a very important piece of the technology, because as we do that, we're learning how it feels to be this in this life. That's going to be very important when it comes to working with our other vision statement, the travel size version, which we're going to work with, again, in a very specific way. As you're working with this mind movie, this longer version, really allow yourself to build these cells of recognition, get to know who you are and what it feels like to be living this life and how good it feels to be living this life. So that version, you'll want to work with that as often as you possibly can. But the key thing to remember with working with the longer version is that you come to it when you're able to be relaxed with it. It's a practice. And so oftentimes we'll hear that people get to the mind movie, the visual video version, a couple times a week when they have 15, 20 minutes to really go through that vision in a relaxed manner and really put it on the screen of their mind and work with it in that way. The shorter travel size version, now we're going to work with that in a very specific way. So as I mentioned, that's going to have some of the key images, key highlights from the longer version. It's going to certainly have that feeling tone, that yes factor, that energy from the longer version. It's helpful to choose key images, perhaps, that where you, as you read it, it reminds you you've got some visual images, an image or two for each domain, so that as you read that, it evokes those images and the feeling tone of particular area of your life. And so the travel size version won't be more than a page long. It's a couple of paragraphs at most. And the reason for this is that we're going to work with this travel size version every day. Every day you're going to work with the travel size version. You can have a different, some people have a routine where, you know, they'll get dressed in the morning in the same way that, you know, if you're putting on your clothes for the day, you'll read your travel size version. And what that's going to do is it's literally bring forward that energy, you know, I'm the man or I'm the woman who is living this life. And you're putting that energy on for the day. Because what's really important here is that we are transmitting the vibration of who we are inside of this life, and we're transmitting it now. regardless of the current state of our life, the current state of fact and appearance of our life, we are transmitting the life of the vision and dream now. What happens over time is we're working both with the mind movie version, the visual video version, and this travel size version, is that everything that is in the visual video, the longer version, really becomes over time encoded in that shorter travel size version. So that as you refer to the travel size version, it brings in your nervous system that state of being of you inside this life and vision of in the longer version. So they really end up working synergistically with one another. And in this way, as we move forward in the day, we are transmitting the energy of our vision. And this is really important because this is really what's meant, what you'll hear Mary speak of, can't get to our vision or dream. We must come from it. And that's really what's happening here. When we start to come from the energy of our vision and dream, we are transmitting that energy. We're communicating that energy in the now. Then the molecules of the universe, life begins to order itself accordingly. Similar to the idea of, you know, if you have metal filings on a piece of paper and you put a magnet under those metal filings, the metal filings will begin to order themselves accordingly. They are responding to that magnetic pull. And if you can think of yourself as a transmitter of energy and vibration, that is literally magnetizing. It has a magnetic pull to order the molecules of the universe in patterns that are going to be reflected in your life according to, you know, via version of your vision and dream. That's really what's happening. The more we work with our longer version and really get to know who we are as the woman who is, or as the man who's bringing forward this life, we get to know who we are, we get to understand, and we get to learn that vibrational frequency, that vibrational pattern of who we are. And we begin to practice transmitting that. The travel size version, of course, is going to be our energetic template that we're working with every single day of who we are as the man or woman who's bringing forward this life. And then we want to be working with that, as I said, every single day. You know, one of the ways that we also can work with that is in my coaching practice. Originally, I had a coaching practice in a medical setting, and I would prescribe this vision technology to our patients, and I would prescribe it 3 times a day or as needed. And everybody, you know, would laugh and understood, you know, exactly how to work with that. It was almost just, it was an energetic prescription. It was like prescribing an energetic supplement. So you could think of your vision statement that way, that you're giving yourself an energetic dose of who you are as the man or woman who's living this life, and that you give yourself that 3 times a day, in the morning, at lunchtime, and at dinner. And the as needed is when you notice that you're not transmitting energy that's in alignment with your vision. So if you notice that, your number one tool, notice what you're noticing, and if you become aware that you're not transmitting energy that's in alignment and vibrational resonance with your vision and dream, then you press your pause button on that energy. And then you can use your vision statement, your travel size version, to remind you of who you are and to get yourself back in a vibrational state. So when we're talking about a vibrational state or vibrational resonance, what we're really talking about is our nervous system. Our nervous system, if we notice that we're feeling tense, or we notice that we're feeling frustrated, or we notice anything, notice those feelings, that's really an indicator of the vibration that we're transmitting. So we have an opportunity at any moment to interrupt a transmission that's not in alignment with what we want to create, and then replace that with the vibration of our vision statement, the vibration of the man or woman who's bringing forth the life they absolutely love living. You know, you want to really check in with your nervous system. Am I transmitting from an energy that I absolutely love this life? And then if you're not, you can stop yourself and you can actually transmit that energy. Another great way to practice transmitting energy is to think of things that we're grateful for. That's why Mary has us come to a call and presence what we're grateful for. And think, you know, bring things to mind that allow us to remind us a feeling tone of gratitude. A feeling tone of gratitude is the same vibrational frequency with that of abundance. When we practice generating, then we're practicing our capacity as beings of transmission to transmit energy. So back to the vision statement. As we learn the vibrational notes of our vision, of what it feels like to live this life we absolutely love, then we really are practicing transmitting that. We've written it in the present tense. We know that energy goes where it's directed, so it's in the present tense. It's in the now. It's happening now.
We have painted pictures with our words that create images. Those images, we're reminded of those images when we read our vision statement. Well, now we're transmitting those images to the molecules of the universe. The universe is now getting more information from us by our transmission of image. We have used words that create a yes factor, a yes, I love this life. That has a very specific vibrational frequency to it in harmony with abundance, and the universe responds accordingly. Again, remember, the law of attraction is actually first and foremost the law of vibration. We must become and transmit, we must become a vibrational match to what we want to attract. We must transmit that vibration. Again, it magnetizes to us something that isn't in a vibrational match to that. We're transmitting that yes factor. We've chosen words that evoke that state of being for us. And then we've also been specific. We've given good direction to the universe, good directive, choosing words that are specific, especially in the area of numbers, being vague and using words like more than enough or a lot. As Mary would say, you can't cash a happy check, but you can't cash a check for a lot of money, but you can cash a check for $150,000. You want to be specific and give good directive. So those are the elements that we're considering and making sure that a well-calibrated vision statement, those elements are going to be included. And what does calibration mean? Calibration really means attuned. When we can calibrate an engine, we can calibrate an instrument, and it really means that that instrument or that engine is now finely tuned. And we want our vision statement to be finely tuned, that it's actually transmitting our energy from the center stream of our being, and it's transmitting the information that really sums up, this is a life I absolutely love living, and I am living it now. Remember, first in our imagination, first in the meta, in the unseen, and then in the physical. So first in our imagination, and then as we're transmitting this energy, transmitting these images, that it begins to take shape and form accordingly.